From the heart of Bradford, this is BCB 106.6 FM.
While most children are not at school at the moment, our local schools are still open and operating. We've managed to get a microphone set up at the Academy at St James Primary School in Allerton so that we can get regular updates from the pupils there. Under lockdown, St James has around 10 to 20 children of key workers in school each day. There are 6 staff per week working on a rota once every 6 weeks. They've been covering all sorts of exciting curriculum areas such as volcanoes, pirates, and last week they celebrated St George's Day. They recorded this report for us last Friday.
This is the news from the Academy of St James in Allerton. This week's reporters are Anaya
and Abby.
This week we have been learning about St George's Day.
St George is an officer in the Roman army and he was a patron of many things. Also, the story was in the late 13th century and he was the hero by saving a princess from a dragon.
Who celebrates St George's Day?
People from Venice, Portugal and Catalonia remember St George. After all, he was born in Turkey and didn't speak English.
Why did the princess need saving?
When they heard that a dragon was going to eat everyone, they decided to choose one person to be randomly sacrificed every month.
Then the king's daughter was chosen. Before she was eaten, George came up with a plan and saved her. They got married and then he became a saint.
Because it was St George's Day, we had a party outside and ate food that we made, like jam tarts, sandwiches and cupcakes.
Before the party, we made shields, swords and flags with a St George's cross on.
At the front of school, we painted an English flag with a fearsome dragon.
My favourite activity in school this week was making the shields because we can carry it with the handles.
I really enjoyed the party because we had the chance to celebrate St George's Day and we sang happy birthday to our head teacher.
Being in school is stressful because we can only go into 2 classrooms at a time.
It is actually quite fun because we got to choose what we want to do, but we don't get to see our class teachers every day.
That was the news from the Academy at St James in Allerton. Thanks to Reese for recording those noises from the school that we heard in the report. It is nice to hear a familiar sound that will be missing from many children's lives at the moment. Huge thank you to our lovely team from the Academy at St James in Allerton.